It is time for us to check the weather forecast with Pat Pagano. And good morning, Mr. Pagano.
Good Monday morning, everybody. And very happy to tell you that there were no surprises, because back on Friday, we predicted that you get 1 to 3 inches of snow on Monday. And I didn't change it. Periods of wet snow will come in late this morning into this afternoon, mid-30s. Could it mix with a little rain? Yeah, maybe late today. But whatever it is, it ends early this evening. And now, then we're in the upper 20s.
Now, see, you didn't change your forecast at all. But the folks over at the NWS, they're all over the place. Because I like to compare it to, I look at our forecast from you, then I go to the National Weather Service page, and I look at their forecast, then I go to their commentary. Well, once again, remember last week how I told you that 1 hour you would go to their weather page, and they would have a winter storm warning, and then it would be a winter weather advisory, then it would be gone, then it would be back. Well, there was nothing for Litchfield County up until this morning, and then they put a winter weather advisory. But basically, they're calling for the same thing that you're calling for now. They're calling for somewhere around 3 inches of snow. They don't go from the 1 to 3. They're right around 3. But it's interesting to see how their weather discussions differ from their forecast, because they're updated at different times. It's pretty interesting. But your forecast is whole steady, and even the guys on the weekend saying, hey, listen, you know, we're going to get some periods of snow, 1 to 3 inches, and congratulations. Now, that's, of course, we're giving you congratulations before it's all over.
Right, you are.
But still, no, it's the consistency. That's what people try to look for in a forecast. They don't want to see graphics that say, this is the thing that really gets me, Pat. If you put on any major TV station, they give you graphics. The graphics for advanced radar. How can there be advanced radar? There can't be.
Well, no, because radar is a live thing.
Yeah, so they give you.
So it's really
it's a projection.
It's predictive radar, which means it has a good chance of being wrong.
Yeah, but because it's just like anything else, it's not based on fact; it's based on possibility.
Right.
But when people see pictures of radar, they take it as fact.
Yeah.
It's different. True. It's different than giving a forecast saying, well, it could be 1 to 3 inches. When you give a picture of radar, people think, hey, that's the current radar. That's the radar image. And, yeah, and it always gets me upset when TV stations do that, because it really is, you know, you can do it on the internet. You can show a live radar shot and then say, this is what we think will happen on the internet. That's a little different.
Right.
But on TV, they don't do that, and it's really misleading. It really is.
It is, and, you know, the problem here is that, again, you know, TV, grab the viewer, you know, action, graphics, and the whole bit. You know, I mean, when I was doing TV, we had a weather map with a piece of plexiglass on top of it.
That's right.
And we had this pen called a Flowmaster pen. It had a very thick cushion tip, and you would fill it up with special ink that you would be able to draw over the plexiglass, and then you use a special fluid that would come right off. And that's the way we did our weather maps. And we drew the fronts in and the lows and the highs. And then I remember, you know, I used to get a photo from the newsroom, a black and white satellite photo from the newsroom. And this was before anybody did it. And I used to say to them, could I have that photo when it comes out? And they said, yes. And I would put it on my desk, and I'd take a flare, an actual flare, black flare, and I'd superimpose the lows and fronts over it in black, because it was a black and white photo. I couldn't put, if I used red or green, the green wouldn't show up on the black. And I'd have that on an easel, and I'd have the camera sitting on it. And when I want to go to the satellite, I'd say, can we go to the satellite now? And there it was. It was a, you know, stationary satellite with the systems on top of it. And then slowly but surely, as computer graphics came into the pun, here it is. Now everybody's doing it.
It's funny when you go back there. And you mentioned flare. I'll bet you 90% of the people out there don't know what a flare is.
Well,
it's
Isn't
baby. It's a marker. It's like a magic marker. Okay, except it's a little, it wasn't as rambunctious as the markers are today. They were pretty cool flare markers. But isn't that amazing? We can date ourselves by using terms like that.
Yeah, isn't that something? It really is. But in any event, that's the name of the story. So at least we don't have the barrage of storms coming from the south, and we don't have the frigid air over us now. So that's all a part of the past. And as I said, there may be a couple of flurries around tomorrow afternoon, and again on Thursday. It'll be milder. We'll at least make it to the 40s, and then by late week we'll be dropping back into the 30s. Looks to me like moisture will try to return from the Gulf on Saturday, and as it gets here, maybe cold enough to start as snow, but then change to rain. So right now, the weekend looks like it could definitely be on the gray wet side, at least Saturday. I don't know about Sunday. My feeling is if it comes in Saturday, it'll be gone by Sunday.
So how would you like to be in Texas and getting those electric bills they're getting?
I have not heard. Are they getting bad?
Well, here's what happens. In Texas, all the power industry is unregulated. And the way they set it up is most people sign up. You get cheaper rates in the summer because you're using more power. And in the winter, the rates are higher because you're not using as much power. And also, utility companies are allowed to close down in the winter because most of the demand comes in the summer. So so most people sign up for a plan for their low rates in the summer, okay? And low rates in the summer with their air conditioning going 24 hours a day comes to about $200, $220 a month, okay? Well, the people that signed up for that, which is a majority of people in Texas, some people are receiving electric bills this month anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000.
Oh, no. Do they have to pay that?
Well, the governor now is saying no, but $12,000 to $15,000 electric bill.
Oh, my goodness.
And they still, the government says they'd still much rather be unregulated and not part of the grid to keep their independence. I can tell you right now, there's a lot of people that are going to be voted out of office if they keep that up.
Wow.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. If I ever got a $12,000 electric bill, I think I would fall down dead. I remember when the internet first started and people signed up on the telephone and they got, over the telephone, and people that used the internet a lot were paying thousands and thousands of dollars in phone bills because there was a special charge for data coming over the phone.
Right, with the data.
So, but just imagine you're used to getting a $200, $245 electric bill, and all of a sudden you open up your bill. And by the way, you're without power, and you're without heat, and you've got flooding, and you've got ice, and it's like a $12,000 bill. I wonder why there's not more shootings in Texas.
My goodness, that's really rough. By the way, talking about thousands, I wound up paying $1,000 for that ridiculous, stupid copyright thing. Had to get my attorney on it, and that's what wound up costing me $1,000, which to me was $1,000 of absolute wasted money.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Gestapo. I always said this: the regulation agencies like this that do this, especially to small businesses, when it was an honest mistake. You're the owner of the business. You didn't do it. It's like when I posted the thing from this guy who hosted his own show, and he posted it on. He posted his information on our website. I'm the one that got whacked, not him.
Right, because it was your website.
I'm the one that got whacked. You didn't post that picture. Someone who worked for you did.
But it was my company.
Yeah, but you explained it, and you said you'd take it right down. That should be enough as a first-time offender. If you do it, if it happens again, I could see you getting whacked. But as a first-time offender, they should just drop it when you say, you know what, that was someone who worked here. They didn't understand the rules. I took it right down.
Give me a warning. Yeah. Here's your warning, and you do this again, then you'll have to pay us. No, but that's not how they work. So to me, it's a very low class operation. That's why
we've taken down. There's so many times we've been forced to do things and being sued. We used to on our local access TV station broadcast graduation ceremonies for the eighth grade and stuff like that, and for the high school. We don't do it anymore because they play music, and we get sued for playing their music at those things. So we stopped doing that.
Don't forget it.
We used to post music shows up on our on-demand page, right? We started getting cease and desist orders. So we can't do that. We can only put our talk information. It's just, there's so many little rules where people try to make money.
It's really the truth. Yeah. And by the way, before I forget, since this has been the time of people watching a lot of TV, I know Marshall and I have been watching movies. I did watch the movie yesterday that I just absolutely was very, very interested in. Actually, I watched two. The second one that I watched yesterday was called Jungle, and it starred what's his name from Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
was it Rat? Is it Rat?
Something.
Something like that. It was excellent. It was really, really excellent. If you like, it's not a thriller. It's just very tense, and it's a true story about these four guys who took a trip through the jungle, and. It is just an amazing, amazing story, what they went through. That's called Jungle. And the other one that I watched, which I know Marshall has to watch, Irresistible. Have you heard about that?
I haven't seen it yet. Irresistible, okay.
That's all about the Democrats and Republicans?
Okay.
You'll have to watch it.
Who's in that?
What's his name? Oh, God. He's the talk show host. Used to be a talk show host. He's an actor. I can't think of his name. But you would know him.
Okay.
You could probably Google it and find out in 2 seconds. Irresistible. It came out this year, so it's not going to be nominated, for an award. Probably going to next year. But I really think that they should.
I've seen that movie. It's a great movie. Steve Carell. I've seen it. That's an excellent movie. Oh, excellent movie.
Isn't that great?
Excellent. And the ending really is surprising.
Very.
But it's a great movie. It's a funny movie, but it's a true... It really is a good movie. Irresistible. Yeah, I've seen that. It's an excellent movie. I own it. I liked it so much, I bought it.
You did?
Yeah, I bought it, yeah.
Wow, okay, so there you go. And I'm sure you'll like Jungle.
All right. Well, I have to say goodbye because we're out of time.
All right, I'll say toodles.
Toodles, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.